Should we just pray for a moment? Father, do you please open our hearts and our minds as we reflect on your word this morning. Amen. Amen. So for three of the next 4 weeks, we're going to be looking at a very important subject, which is sharing our faith, sharing Jesus. But just before we sort of think about how we share our faith, I was kind of just reflecting on what we have to share. I was thinking, how can I say for myself what this means to me? And then I happened to be listening, as I was preparing this, to gospel music, as I often do, and I was listening to one of Brian Courtney Wilson's gospel songs, and he sings to Jesus, "You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Though heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink. You meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight, towards victory by the power of your might. You've straightened out my past. You're opening every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all that you have planned for me. And nothing, no nothing, can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for." And he then goes on to express how he must join in, must share the good news with his friends. These are the lyrics of somebody who is united with God and united with his sisters and brothers in Christ. And this unity is demonstrated in that prayer that we heard from Jesus. Jesus saying, "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are me, you are in me, and I am in you." An amazing unity that we have with God that is like Jesus for his Father. And in case we miss the point, the result of this unity, the unity that we have together as a family here at St. Mary's, is that the world will see and know the difference that God makes in our lives. This kind of human community, united across all the traditional barriers, whether it's race, custom, gender, or class, can only come from the action of our Heavenly Father. Jesus says, "This is how all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for each other." So our starting point for sharing Jesus is that unity. And Jesus is the living example of how prayer leads to that type of unity. Amazing, compelling unity. If we start each day with prayer, we become more contagious. We can't help but share our faith. And then from our other reading, Paul quotes from Isaiah, actually, when he says, "How beautiful are the feet of the people who bring good news." It's a vivid metaphor, isn't it? We don't usually think of feet being beautiful in our society, in our culture. But the point is that the news is so good, so welcome, that those who receive it will feel like kissing the feet of the person delivering the message, for bringing them such good news into their lives. And Paul's seen this good news in action over and over again as he traveled the world as he knew it then, telling people that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead. And everywhere he goes, minds are open, hearts are ready, and his powerful message strikes home, bringing healing and salvation to all sorts of lives. It's ironic, actually, because the Jews thought that it was all for just them and not for the Gentiles. The Gentiles were the rest of the world. But Paul was the first person, really, to go out and take it into the rest of the world. And in the reenactment of this today, we are the fortunate ones who've received the message, and our job is to take it out to the rest of the world, starting with our neighbors next door, throughout Ely, throughout the country, and the whole world. In other words, our job is to take this faith of ours to those whose lives and schooling and upbringing didn't bring them the good news. Many people in our country haven't heard the good news of Jesus at all. It's amazing, as you walk the streets and talk to people, how few people know about Jesus. So it's our feet that are beautiful, believe it or not. And they become beautiful when we use them to walk into the homes and the marketplaces, the workplaces, all the places where those who need to hear this message are hanging out. But it sounds a bit scary, doesn't it, when we talk about sharing Jesus with our friends and neighbors. I don't know about you, but I find that a bit of a tall order, a bit scary. So I don't know where to start sometimes. But actually, this morning, what we're going to realize is that actually this sharing of Jesus starts with simple prayers. And I've got a video now of Archbishop John Sentamu. And this is from Thy Kingdom Come, which was 3 or 4 weeks ago at Pentecost, when he was talking about the effect that his prayers have had on other people. It's very interesting.
Five people in Thy Kingdom Come last year. And I was most astounded when 2 people came to Christ. And they wrote to me to tell me, but I hadn't told them that I was praying for them. This is what was so amazing. I hadn't told them. They say, I've become a Christian, I've given my life to the Lord, and I've been praying for them. So I put on 2 more. Do you know the good news is? The other 3 also have given their life to Christ. And one of them is now at the moment wondering whether she should become a church warden. Another one has reconciled themselves to their family. They had actually broken up for a very, very long time. Another one has decided to be a volunteer to go overseas. And another one is actually now helping with Sunday school. Now, this is not a long time ago since they became a Christian. And another one is considering the possibility, do you think God may be calling me to lay full-time ministry? And all of them, very varied, very different, actually have found Jesus. And I've had the pleasure of giving them these prayer beads. It's not a rosary, prayer beads. And do you know what? They're doing the same thing. They found 5 people, and they're doing exactly what I do, going through the day, that they will become Christians. So I've now got a complete fresh names, and some of these are very high-powered people. Some of them are cleaners, so some of them are politicians, in all kinds of way of life. Some of them are doctors. I'm hoping that by Thy Kingdom Come, in those 11 days, they will all have found Christ, and I'm picking up another five. And the simplest way of doing this is to find a person and simply say the Lord's Prayer. Go for another one, the Lord's Prayer. That's sufficient, because Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them who trespass against us. You know? And I found that been such a joy.
So maybe it's not so scary after all. He just created a list of 5 people and prayed the Lord's Prayer over them. And amazing things happened. Some of them, he hadn't told them he was praying for them, and yet they still became Christians and came back and told him. Quite amazing. So what are we waiting for? How committed are we to play our part in this drama, this greatest role that anyone could have, more important than any Hollywood role, longer lasting than any prime minister's legacy? How are we doing sharing this good news? If we feel scared, let's just take Sentamu's example and pray about it. Prayer will clear away the barriers. Prayer will give us more confidence. Prayer will give us the words. Prayer will soften the hearts of those around us that we're praying for. I know for a fact that my grandmother was praying for me at the time I became a Christian. So I know this works from my own, I was on the receiving end of this, if you like. And I'm sure in this room, for all of us that are Christians now, somebody would have been praying for us into the kingdom. So let's share it with everyone, everyone who hasn't heard the good news. And that, after all, is most people in our country today. Let's play our part, every single one of us, and make sure that our prejudices aren't getting in the way. The Jews weren't that happy about sharing the faith with the Gentiles, but they learnt to, and they came away praying hard for their neighbours. If we ponder the strange path by which the gospel first made its way into the world, it was just 12 rough and ready disciples and all of Jesus' family and friends who were praying. What's happening in Ely today? Are we the rough and ready group who are going to go out and share our faith? And are we going to start by praying, taking John Sentamu's example? Thy Kingdom Come printed some cards with the space where you can put the 5 people on the cards. And I think Derek and a few others are going to hand one out. So if you'd like one, hopefully everybody here will want to take one. There's some cards this morning. And each one has 5 spaces on it where you can write down 5 people that you want to pray for. And the idea is, this is people who don't yet know Jesus, people who have not yet found faith. And our commitment is during July to pray for the people we write on these cards. You'll notice on the back it talks about a cord and some knots. One of the things which you can also do is, if you've got a bit of string or an old tie or anything else, you can just tie a knot in each, 5 knots, one for each person that you're praying for. And then, as Archbishop Sentamu used his beads, you could use those knots to pray for each one as you pass them through your hands. So what I'd like to do now is just take, hopefully everybody's got a card. Are we nearly there? So if we've all got a card, I'd just like to pray for us and the way we use these cards, and invite God to help us use them in our prayers. Again, there's no compulsion. We only want volunteers who want to do this, so don't feel guilty or pressurized into this. But if you're passionate about your faith and you want to share it, then please do pray with me now. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the faith that we have in you. The fact that we were worth fighting for, praying for, living and dying for in Jesus' eyes. And as we take these cards, Father, we do pray that you would give us 5 people to write on them in the coming afternoon and morning, so that by lunchtime tomorrow we have our list of 5 people that we're praying for. And then during June, Father, please help us every single day to pray for these 5 people. Maybe we pray the Lord's Prayer. Maybe we simply pray a simple prayer that you would meet them in your grace and your love, and that they would be open to you. Father, please fill us with your Spirit. Make us determined to do this, Father, to pray for our 5 friends or neighbors, our 5 acquaintances. Give us the ability to follow through on this, Father, through the power of your Holy Spirit. We invite you to work in us so that this good news that you have given us can be shared widely. We thank you, Father.